بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن الطفيل بن أبي بن كعب رحمه الله تعالى أنه كان يأتي عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه فيغدو معه إلى السوق. هذا الطفيل بن أبي بن كعب says that he used to visit عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه فيغدو معه إلى السوق, and he would then go with him to the marketplace. قال فإذا غدونا إلى السوق لم يمر عبد الله على سقاط ولا صاحب بيعة ولا مسكين ولا أحد إلا سلم عليه. He said when we should go to the marketplace, Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنه, the Sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, would not go past by anyone selling some cheap quality of goods, some vendor, or some person selling some commodity, or a poor person, or any person like that in the marketplace, except that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala would make salam to him. قال الطفيل, الطفيل says then, فجئت عبد الله بن عمر يوما. One day, like how I normally used to visit Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, I visited him one day. فاستتبعني إلى السوق. He asked me to join him, to accompany him to the marketplace. فقلت له, so I said to him, ما تصنع بالسوق؟ What you gonna do in the marketplace? وأنت لا تقف على البيع ولا تسأل عن السلع ولا تسوم بها ولا تجلس في مجلس السوق. What are you gonna go to the marketplace to when you don't know, when you're not gonna sell anything, you're not asking any goods, any price of any goods, any item, you're not gonna sit in any of the assemblies in the marketplace, in any of the gatherings. وأقول, and I began to say, اجلس بنا ها هنا نتحدث. Let's just sit here and we'll talk and we'll discuss whatever we need to discuss. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَطْنٍ وَكَانَ الطُّفَيْلُ ذَا بَطْنٍ إِنَّمَا نَغْدُ مِنْ أَجْلِ السَّلَامِ فَنُسَلِّمُ عَلَى مَنْ لَقِيْنَاهُ رواه مالك في المؤطأ بإسناد صحيح. So Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنه, he then became upset and he said, oh person with a belly, because Abu Tufail had a large belly. He says, we are going to the marketplace only to make salam to whoever we meet. This was his only purpose. He understood the importance, the significance, the reward for making salam to people. And as we said yesterday, that we should afshu salam, make salam rife, spread salam. So here, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, although he did not want to purchase anything from the marketplace, the sole reason he went there was to whoever he met in the marketplace, he would say, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. So he says, let us go for this purpose, and we will make salam to whoever we meet. So again, here we see that it is important to make salam rife, to when we meet the people, we should make assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And there is great reward for making salam rife. Many times we make salam to only whoever we are acquainted with, or our friends. Hadith says, you make salam to those you know, and also those who you do not know. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make salam arm and to spread salam. When you enter home also, you should make salam. Inshallah, as the chapters of the hadiths go, you see the chapter on the manner of offering salam also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhru da'wana. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.